Saudara pendengar, kabinet baru dari Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull telah diresmikan oleh Gubernur Jenderal Sir Peter Cosgrove di Canberra. Di antara perubahan pelayanan penting, Greg Hunt akan mengambil alih portfolio industri, sains dan inovasi dari Christopher Pyne, sementara Pyne akan menjadi Menteri Industri Pertahanan. Namun jajaran kabinet baru ini telah mendapat kritikan baik dari dalam maupun dari luar partai. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. We've golden soil and wealth for toil. Our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty.
Your Excellency, I am pleased to present members of the second Turnbull ministry.
Lebih dari dua minggu sejak pemilu ditutup, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull dan 23 orang anggota kabinetnya dilantik oleh Gubernur Jenderal Sir Peter Cosgrove di Canberra kemarin. Perdana Menteri Turnbull hanya membuat sedikit perubahan dalam kabinet barunya itu. Perubahan besar adalah Christopher Pyne meninggalkan portfolio industri, ilmu pengetahuan dan inovasi dan ditempatkan di portfolio industri pertahanan yang akan bertanggung jawab untuk program kapal selam senilai 15 miliar dolar. Penunjukan Pyne untuk mengawasi proyek kapal selam itu telah mendatangkan kritikan dari beberapa pihak. Namun Turnbull mengatakan bahwa itu adalah proyek pembangunan nasional yang sangat penting untuk masa depan dan Pyne sudah cocok untuk mengelolanya.
We are building a defense industry in Australia. And this is not, you know, people do not entirely recognize how big a change it is. We have in Christopher Pyne someone whose energy is perhaps legendary, and he will need all of that to ensure that these projects are being delivered. This is all about delivery.
Mantan Menteri Lingkungan Greg Hunt mengambil alih portfolio Pyne, sementara Josh Frydenberg menjadi Menteri Lingkungan. Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan pilihannya adalah tentang menjaga stabilitas.
I indicated consistently before and during the election campaign that the ministry I took to the election would be the ministry that I led after the election. The team that I'm announcing today will deliver on the economic plan and the budget strategy we put to the Australian people.
Turnbull juga menjanjikan pihak koalisi akan memfokuskan pada masa depan.
We in our hands. The Australian people have placed their future for the next 3 years, their destiny for the next 3 years. It's up to us, and we will honour that pledge. We'll honour that responsibility. We will deliver in the 3 years of this government, which begins here as we meet today, confirming our leaders, renewing our commitments, strengthening our promise to provide the leadership Australians deserve.
Salah satu kritikan terhadap kabinet baru Turnbull adalah dihapuskannya portfolio industri kecil dari kabinet. Namun Perdana Menteri Turnbull dan para senior menteri membela pergantian itu dan mengatakan bahwa semua petugas di pemerintah memiliki peran untuk membela usaha kecil. Dikatakan bahwa usaha kecil akan dilindungi dengan lebih baik dari kekuatan perusahaan besar dengan diajukannya pergantian terhadap peraturan persaingan. Pergantian peraturan persaingan atau kompetisi itu telah mendapat tolakan dari kelompok supermarket seperti Coles dan Woolworths. Menteri Sumber Daya Baru, Matt Canavan, mengatakan bahwa peraturan kompetisi baru itu diperkirakan akan lolos dalam parlemen dalam waktu dekat ini.
I'm very confident they'll go through the Senate because it's pretty much only the Labor Party and their friends in the unions and the shoppies and distributors alliance who oppose these changes because they're in bed with Coles and Woolworths. This is a great change for our country. It's a great win for small business and it will be a great change introduced by this government at some time when Parliament resumes.
Penunjukan Senator Zed Seselja sebagai Asisten Menteri Multibudaya juga mendapat kecaman. Sebelumnya Senator Seselja mendukung penghapusan kata offend dan insult dari bab 18C dalam Racial Discrimination Act seperti yang diajukan oleh Partai Family First. Namun setelah ditunjuk sebagai salah satu menteri dalam kabinet, Senator Seselja membalik haluan dan memberikan dukungannya kepada pemerintah. Salah satu kebijakan Malcolm Turnbull lainnya yang mendapat kritikan dari semua pihak adalah kebijakannya tentang pergantian batas kontribusi non-konsesi sebesar $500,000 yang diberlakukan mundur sampai tahun 2007. Salah satu senator yang mengkritik kebijakan itu adalah Senator Ian MacDonald. Berikut ini komentarnya tentang hal tersebut kepada media.
Well, I'm publicly on record about that. It was poorly explained. It may have been good economics, but it was certainly very, very poor politics. I don't quite frankly understand it fully. I spoke to Scott Morrison at the time. He assured me it wasn't retrospective. I accepted that. But I always knew that if the superannuation was to change, it would have to be with legislation, and that has to go through the party room.
Namun Christopher Pyne mengatakan kepada Nine Network bahwa usaha memperbaharui kebijakan untuk disesuaikan dengan situasi adalah tindakan pemerintah yang baik.
Well, we've always said that there would be a period of transition, that there'd be a period of working out the actual details, the final details. There's going to be a party process, a cabinet process for the superannuation changes. The overall policy remains the same, but in framing that final policy before it goes to legislation, there may well be some tinkering around the edges. That's perfectly normal, and it's good government. That's how good government should operate.
Sementara itu, Menteri Layanan Sosial Christopher Porter mengatakan kemungkinan terjadi perubahan dalam kebijakan itu masih terbuka lebar.
I would count myself as a conservative in our party and a senior conservative on ERC, on cabinet. Scott Morrison, I would also count as a conservative. Matthias Cormann, we're supporters and designers of the policy.
Wakil pemimpin pihak oposisi Tanya Plibersek mengatakan bahwa kabinet baru Malcolm Turnbull ini menunjukkan adanya masalah yang akan dihadapi di masa-masa depan.
This is a time when Malcolm Turnbull would normally in the course of events be at his strongest. He's just won an election. But the makeup of this front bench shows that he is worried that his colleagues are coming after him. He has to give jobs to enemies as well as friends. It's a time of great uncertainty and insecurity for the people of Australia when they see a prime minister with so little authority in his own party room.
Namun yang jelas seperti apa yang telah diperkirakan sebelumnya, mantan Perdana Menteri Tony Abbott tidak dipilih untuk masuk ke dalam kabinet kali ini.